Let's go. Is this making my foot better or worse? Okay, yeah, so anyway, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious, Oh So Dubious. It's so damn dubious, it's dubious goals committee time. Oh yeah! Right. Starting to get a little bit of a breeze here now. What the hell, damn guy? Anyway, yes, hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. My foot kind of hurts. It's sore. But I was up late last night, standing up for a long time. We'll get to that in a minute. Obviously, I am outdoors. I keep hearing sounds. Weather check. Okay, we've got a cool day today. It's 7 degrees. It's completely overcast, but not as bad as it was yesterday. Because yesterday it started to rain, and it rained pretty damn good. Until sometime in the evening. And it was a general slow soak rain, and then we got some bouts of heavy, just sheets of water, buckets being splashed down, you know. Rain. And so I thought it was going to be too wet today, but no, I am out and about. I'm out here at Somerset Park. I'm sitting on the bridge that overlooks the confluence of the two little creeks. Got a lot of water flowing, as could be expected of a post-rainy day. Did it rain overnight too? I can't tell. Maybe it did, but it's dry. There's no standing water on the sidewalk or anything. And so, being as everywhere else we go will be really, really wet and soggy and muddy and damp. That's why we're out here at Somerset Park, where we can stay on a concrete path that's nice and dry, but still observe much nature and trees and logs, because I'm looking at logs right now, and we can find stuff out here. We have found all kinds of crazy stuff out here. We have found various ducks. We have found muskrats. We have found marmots. We have found a blue heron standing under the bridge. And that reminds me of something else. I actually went to Heron Haven yesterday after everything, during the rain. There was a quick break in the rain, so I whipped down there and saw some great stuff. That owl was back in his spot, so I saw the owl. And then seconds after that, I was walking towards the sub pond, and bloop, blue heron jumps up, flies over into the frog harbor. So that was the first blue heron I've seen this year. And then I get out to the blind, and it was kind of starting to rain pretty good at that point. Get out to the blind, and there's a coot sitting on the turtle log. No turtles, just the coot. He's black with a white beak. He's a buttless wonder duck. They just look like a ball. They're not shaped like ducks. They're very round. They have no butts. And so that was great. And then I drove up Turkey Street looking for turkeys, but I did not see a turkey. But I saw a turkey the other day. The day before that, I ran over to my parents' house to give them some stuff. And on the way home, I drove up Turkey Street. And there was a male in that one yard, and he was all fluffed up and looking fancy. All right, we're getting into a slightly windier zone. This isn't good. But we're going under the bridge. Yeah, that bridge where we found that blue heron just standing there at one time. They do things like that. There are no blue herons under here today. And it's also kind of... the water level is high. Well, as you would expect. And it's flowing. Very, very flow. I'm looking around for dudes. Looking for dudes. Alright, well, let's exit the cover of the bridge, get on this long stretch, and head out to the potential marmot zone. A zone of potential marmots. Oh, here's a bottle. Here's a plastic bottle. Do I want it? No cap. No, I don't want it. Okay. I recycle. Wind. Do I really want to make this walk? Yeah, what the hell. Okay, so. It is now time for the show report. Dun 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 dun. Tubbs show report. Gazingulas. Right, so last night was the big Kaite show. It's not a big show, it's just a little show. And I got to admit to you, I was getting that bad vibe, and I didn't think this was going to go well. And why did you think this, Tobe? Well, okay, let me get my brain all back together and try to remember what it was that, okay, bicyclists go by. Huh. All right, firstly, and I think I might have mentioned this yesterday, I don't remember. Dylan couldn't make it. Dylan caught himself some kind of virus or something, and I think I know what he got, because I got the exact same thing not too long ago. But, yeah, he got some viral thing and was just roasted. Roasted and toasted, and yeah, no, he's not playing. Okay, no problem. And you know, he's always one of the guys who's at everything else, so you know, he's got good attendance, no problem. I can cover for him, I can play an extra half an hour or however long he was gonna play, I don't even know. So, yeah, no big deal. So I load the car up, get all the gear together. Wait, who's that lurking back there? Hold on a second. Something just went... Damn it, I can't... Was that a squirrel? Or was that a marmot? I'm just going to say it was a squirrel, so... I don't disappoint myself. And now we gotta crest this hill, we might get some more wind. I pack up the car, I take all my gear up to the place, and it was a good load in. Good enough. Certainly could have been worse. A couple minor hitches, but no big deal. And the rain had stopped right about then. And so even though I put my synth in a couple of trash bags, I didn't need to do that. But, you know, better safe than sorry. Loaded in. And I was there by 7:30. Took my sweet damn time setting up. Nobody was there. It was just me and the bartender. And I set everything up. except for a couple of things, because I didn't want to take up the entire space, because, you know, as it, here's something flying. What was that? Am I just hallucinating movement? I could have sworn there was a big bird swooping up over the creek. Maybe there was and he landed in a tree. What was that? Don't know. What's happened to my powers? My powers to identify animals and find them. So I get everything set up, and by this time it's 10 minutes till 8. 5 minutes to 8. And this show was supposed to start at 8. At least that's what we put on the flyer. Found out later that whoever put the flyer, not me, online said 9. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's 5 minutes before show. Nobody else is there but me. And then I'm remembering, oh yeah, Corey said he was going to be here for this. What the hell? So I just assumed, okay, everybody thinks it's at 9 o'clock. That's fine. Plus, Dave has to work, and Dave won't be there until about 9:30-ish anyway. So, okay, no problem. No problem. And that's when I checked my emergency phone, because I do remember that I gave Corey that information. Hate that damn thing. I hate the fact that I had to rely on that. I hate myself for having to get one of these pieces of crap. So I checked my phone, and lo and behold, there's a message from Corey from about 15 minutes ago. What time are you thinking about going up there? And I responded with, I am actually here. He's like, okay, I'll be there in a bit. I'm going to bring up my mixer so you can plug into it. Because that's the thing. We're going directly into the amp. And it's low impedance. Yeah, we're approaching the bridge. Wind. I'm going to stick the microphone in my jacket. So everything's low impedance. My mixer does not have low impedance outputs. I do have a direct box, but it's a mono direct box, and they run stereo up there, which is stupid because the two things that are stereo, the right and the left channels, are just bolted to the wall right next to each other. There's no stereo field at this place. But there doesn't need to be. All right, I'm kind of in the Mati and Muskrat zone. I'm not going to go fully under the bridge because we are in hella wind. And I'm not seeing anything. There's no action in the water. There's just water draining off the interstate. I'm just going to turn around and start walking back. Keeping my eyes pointed in that direction, in that Mati direction. Alright, so 8 o'clock comes and goes. Corey shows up. And it's pretty great because I got everything all ready to go. So he shows up, drops his mixer down, and here's the weirdest part. Okay, you know, I need quarter inch. Everything's quarter inch, right? His mixer doesn't even have quarter inch inputs. So in order for us to get all this, but he's got some adapters. And so we're going from quarter inch to RCA into his mixer. Okay, and this is fine. It's just funny to me because, you know, we could have just solved the problem with another direct box. I'm really going to have to get one. But I want the exact same one that I have because I literally love this one direct box that I have. It's pretty old. I don't know if they make them like this anymore in this style. But anyway. So we start getting stuff hooked up. He's like, okay, sound check. And I'm like, all right. And I start turning things up. And he's like, hey, this is weird. What? And he's like, oh, you know, this is... And I'm like, yeah, here, I'm giving you unity. You need to back that down a lot. And nah, nah, nah. Yeah, so Corey ends up being amazed that we don't even have anything turned up. We're not at unity. Well, my mixer's out unity into his mixer, of course, but all the individual channels, you know, they're not up 10-15%, which is typical. I mean, for Euro Rack modular stuff, the signal that's coming out is not line level. A lot of people don't know that. It is much hotter than line level. But anyway, we get it going. We do some... you know, I had to do a little impromptu bass test. And oh, it sounded so monstrously brutal. What's this up here? Is this a golf ball or is this an Easter egg? I've been finding Easter eggs. That is nothing. It was red, and it looked like a golf ball, so I had to check it. People, jeez. Okay, so we get everything going, and by this time it's 8:35-ish, and there are people starting to show up, just, you know, not our people, just customer types. And so at about 8:37 or thereabouts, I just start playing. And, you know, I'm doing the Yamanote line thing and cool stuff. And it was rad. And there's a bird up there. But still no one has showed up. Where the hell's Derek? And nah, nah, nah. So I'm just having a good time. And how long did I play for? Yeah, I played for almost an hour or about 50 minutes maybe when Dave showed up. Yay, all right, because at this point it's like 9:30, 9:35. Dave shows up right when he says he's going to play, and we got to start talking. Oh, when do you want to play? He's like, oh, you know, whenever. And I said, okay, how about 10 to 11? He's like, yeah, sure, that'd be great. And I was like, cool. So I did some more stuff for about 20 minutes until 10 o'clock. And then Dave came up and we sort of cross-faded. And he started up and he did an hour. Oh my God, and it was great. Dave was on fire last night. It was so good. I felt bad for phoning it in. I felt bad for having a bad attitude. I was like, geez, I really gotta, take some of this stuff a little bit more seriously. And there was people there. People were coming in. Oh, and two people came in, and two women came in and sat down in the corner. And they wanted, they came. I thought they were there to eat, but no, it was actually Dylan's mom and a friend. And they came to check things out, and then they did go upstairs and eat, and then they came back downstairs for the rest of the night. I was kind of impressed, and I think I've seen his mom once before, but I wouldn't be able to recognize her. But yeah, she's at one point in time, she said, I'm Dylan's mom. I'm like, oh my God, hi, yeah. I heard the kid was sick, and he got schladanked, and nah. And here's the funny side story to that. At one point in time, Dave was talking to her. Once Dave got done, he was over there, because that's where sort of we were setting up and had some gear and blah, blah, blah. He started talking to Dylan's mom, and she's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And Dave wasn't there at the beginning, so he didn't catch her announcement. She said, do you know Dylan? Do you know Dylan so-and-so? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. We know him. We know him well. He's like, well, I'm his mom. He's like, oh, And, you know, Dave was about to make some kind of, well, you made it, but he didn't make it. What? And he's like, she says, I'm trying to remember exactly how she said this, but it was basically, well, he won't let me come to his shows, you know, because he's going to be embarrassed. Embarrassed that his mom came to his shows. Okay, right? I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know if he said this to her or what. But this is funny because I think I just heard a duck. Because because he was sick, she then asked Dylan if she could come to this show since he wasn't playing. And he said yes, it was okay for her to come to the show. that he wasn't playing at, and this that made me laugh. I was in the booth playing when I heard that. I just had to chuckle. That's hilarious. My parents come to my shows these days. They didn't come to last night's show only because it was so late. Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be playing at the beginning because I thought we were going to have the other people there. Otherwise, they probably could have shown up and been home in a reasonable hour. But, you know, technically speaking, I wasn't slated to go on until 11 o'clock. And that's generally just about bedtime for my parents, at least for my dad. My mom will kind of stay up late sometimes. And she'll just watch TV. I'll get weird emails from my mom in the middle of the night sometimes. I've been trying to convince my mom, here, watch these movies. Watch these Wuxia movies in the middle of the night. They're awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so anyway, Dave finishes up. And I got back up there. And I did another hour. That's when I started up the monk thing. And that went over a little bit better than I thought. I could just hear people in the audience. Because we don't have the sound cranked up, even though this is the loudest PA in the world, I can hear people, wow, it sounds like, is somebody chanting? Are they chanting? It sounds like, I win. And I got heard people at one point saying things like, it sounds like, are we in a submarine? And I'm like, yeah, that's good enough. Because it did sound like we were in a submarine. And I had lots of fun. And then at about, I'm not sure exactly what time it was, about 12:45, it just kind of cleared out. Naturally, everybody just... Yeah, Corey had left a little bit earlier, and everybody else that was hanging out took off, and Dylan's mom and her friend took off, and so it was just me and the bartender, and I did a couple more tests just to see what this PA would do, and oh my god, I had my sub-bass, super sub-sub-sub-bass, man, and I gave that thing so much power. You couldn't hear it. You could barely hear it. You could barely hear it. The room is shaking. You could barely hear it. It's just this very, the lowest, faintest bass note you can imagine. But I started rezzing it up a little bit, and I noticed I hit the room resonance frequency, and you could just feel it. It was just wugga, wugga, wugga. I could feel it in what remains of my pancreas. It was just... Holy crap, it was it was beautiful. It was scary. And anyway, I turned to the bartender and I said, so we're wrapping this up? And she's like, yeah. And then she said something about, let me cash out the drawer and I'll get you your money or something to this effect. And I was like, wait, what? But she had turned around and the sound wasn't directed directly towards me, so I kind of didn't understand what she was saying. And I'm packing up the gear, putting things back in cases, getting cables organized. And she's behind the bar doing stuff, and then she walks over and hands me $36. She says, "You made $36. Like, what? This is the first I've heard of this. I had no idea that money was going to be involved. I just wanted to play in this awesome place. Well, yeah, it turns out that whoever's performing gets 10% of drink sales in that time that you played. You know, starting exactly when you start playing until when you stop. Sweet. Boy, had I known that, I would have tried to drive more traffic into the place. Okay, and we got some wind now. We're getting back close to my car. I guess really I only got $35 because I tipped her a dollar when she got me a glass of water. Either way. Also, technically, I think this means that I owe Dave $12. Because I think that, unless he got paid separately, I don't think he did. Maybe he did. I don't know. I'll have to ask, but 9 to 10 to 11 to 12, 3 hours, $36. 36 divided by 3 is 3 dozen. I owe him $12 for the time that he played. No problem. Here's another Easter egg shell. It's got a hole in it, but there's no charring, so I know it wasn't me. Yeah, and if you're wondering, Easter egg shells make great fireworks shells. All right, so sitting down in my car. Oh, yeah. My hip feels a little better. And my foot kind of does, too. So, it was great. It was a great night. It was a great show. I forgot to even bring up the one bad thing that happened. And it wasn't that bad. Right after I started playing, somebody came down from the restaurant. One of the restaurant employees came down and was sort of irate and pissy. What is this? This is right after I started, so there's sound, but there's not much. It's, oh my gosh, are we in a submarine time? And this person is, what are you doing? And now, play some dance. I don't even remember what this idiot said. And then, well, at least can you play something with a beat? I'm like, no. Okay, and now this person, this guy is mad and pissy and he's in perfect range. All I need to do is half step forward, because I'm already leading with my left leg. Half step forward, boom, right cross across his jaw, and he's out on the floor. But that's when Corey stepped in and said, no, that's not what I booked him for. And then this person's face sort of starts to go pale. Corey gets on his case a couple more times, and he said, and leaves. Oh, and there's more to it. You know, this guy's in my face, and I just turned my mixer off in silence. I'm like, oh, if you want me to stop, I can stop right now. Are we just stopping then? Because, yeah, I don't want to be here either. I can go home. That's perfectly, you know, I'm pulling power moves now, and I'm trying to antagonize this guy, and it's working. That's when Corey stepped in and said, blah, 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 blah. And whoever this person was didn't know who Corey was. And also, Corey's kind of large. Corey's probably a head taller than I am and is wide and looks like he could just probably... Yeah, anyway. So this person goes back upstairs, and we found out later that this wasn't the manager. This wasn't the owner. This is just some random part-time waiter who came down to flex and lost. Why? Because you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. It was a great show last night. I want to play there some more. I got to email Corey now.